You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's mass coronavirus vaccination campaign is set to begin by the end of the month, with the first batch of 80,000 doses due to arrive by the end of the week. The vaccine will be voluntary and free of charge, including those without Medicare eligibility. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says reaching migrant communities, including temporary migrants, will be critical to the success of the program.
We've seen from the UK that one of the challenges is making sure that people from particular backgrounds where they may not have English as a first language have the information, particularly older Australians from non-English speaking backgrounds. If they have the information, if their communities are supporting them, then the vaccine take-up will be higher, and many of those are, of course, in an age group where they're more vulnerable.
The first groups to receive the vaccine include the elderly, those living with comorbidities, and people working in the aged care, disability and health sectors. And bilingual health workers and interpreters will be involved in the vaccine rollout. To improve access for migrant communities, the government has released a $1.3 million plan to ensure materials are translated for Australians who speak English as a second language. One in five people in Australia speak a language other than English. Mr. Hunt says it's important language barriers do not impede access to the vaccine, particularly for aged care staff and elderly Australians who speak English as a second language.
$1.3 million of the funding is for the multicultural Australia communities to themselves lead their own outreach. So it's grassroots, but it's also, very interestingly, being designed with common themes, but appropriate messaging for each community.
The Australian Federation of Islamic Councils says it has already been working with the members of its community to respond to vaccine hesitancy. It has issued a directive telling practicing Muslims they can take the vaccine with peace of mind. The CEO of the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils, Kesa Trad, says coronavirus misinformation needs to be tackled head on.
There's a lot of people out there peddling conspiracy theories. We have to be very careful, and we should only look to reputed sources for our information. And the rule of necessity in Islam is very well known, that when it comes to saving life, even food items and ingredients that might normally be prohibited become permissible, provided you only take them to save life and you only take them when you need to.
Mr. Trad says he has faith in his community to do the right thing.
It makes good economic sense and good political sense to make sure that the vaccine has minimal side effects. And of course, we would be encouraging all members of the community to take this vaccine and to make sure that they put the saving of life as the highest priority.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.